following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Crack open a case of Peak Motor Oil and you know exactly what's going into your car. 65 years of experience in hot and cold protection and a history of American-made quality to keep your engine running right for the long haul. Peak is an independent, family-owned business, nothing like big oil. And what gets our motor going is giving you what's right for your engine and your wallet. Find us on the shelf or visit peakauto.com. Peak, run true.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Die. Keep the party moving. Dot. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Angel Cabrera.
Oh, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Running all over the place, taking care of sports today. Seriously, even I'm embarrassed at the pile of junk on my desk this morning. Doug, dude,
quite an impressive pile of junk.
You know what? I'm serious. Yesterday when I was going, you've got, okay, this is for later. This is for Loper Link next week. This is for today. This is some stuff I want to get to on the show. And all of a sudden I got piles. Well, this is kind of important, but what pile do I put it on? And I'm getting, it's just.
There seems to be no, it's a pile, not like an organized.
Yeah, it's kind of gotten away from me.
I was going to say, I don't think you could find anything in there.
Oh, I will.
That's just one man's opinion.
I will. Doug Duda, Damon Day. We'll talk with Damon on our Loper Link today with his hat as baseball coach at UNK. They took it on the chin yesterday, kind of a pivotal series for the Lopers, and we'll see if they can find a way to get things turned around. We'll talk about that. We're also going to talk with Lindsay Moore, our favorite little Husker women's basketball player over the last 4 years, is now going on to the Minnesota Lynx, third all-time player from Nebraska to the first round of the WNBA draft. She joins us in our next segment. And some other things to talk about, the Pat Summerall passing is pretty big for, I think, sportscasters. Some people may not get that. But again, there's a couple things here where I've referenced lately. If you are our age, and by our age, I'm saying anywhere from your 30 to 60. I mean, that's a pretty broad range. Pat Summerall was the man.
Iconic voice. You know, I put him up there with the Jack Bucks, the Vin Scullys. When you heard Pat Summerall talk, you knew who it was. You know, if you were a sports fan or as a kid who watched the games, you know, you that voice just resonated with you. And so I know I have great memories of him as a kid, listening to him do all the different types of games. And you know, he was truly a pioneer. I mean, he was doing it before, you know, it was become something when it was just the three channels type of thing. And so definitely nostalgic, always makes you look back.
I think that's what makes it big too, Damon, because let's face it, back in the day, Brent Musburger, there's a 30-minute NFL pregame show that included a segment on college football. So you had basically three segments. We come on, here's what happened in college football yesterday, and then you had Jane Kennedy or Phyllis George do their segment where they went out and did an interview somewhere in the nation. Then you had Irv Cross say something about football, and then you had Jimmy the Greek make the picks, and it's over. That's 30 minutes. It's done. We're going to one football game, and Pat Summerall was at that football game. And long before John Madden came along, Pat Summerall was at that football game on CBS. NBC had it the same way. Dick Enberg, whoever you want to go to, Kurt Gowdy.
There's one voice for almost each channel. And nowadays, you see them all. Tirico does NBA and Monday Night Football. Musburger does... You know, Musburger's always out and about. So I think nowadays those iconic figures are lessened because you hear them so much. You can turn on any channel at any time, but, you know, you used to only get, if you were the game of the week, Summerall was countrywide, all over the country type of thing. So definitely a day to look back and remember some of his calls and how he, you know, he was one of those guys that just really had a voice and had a knack for letting you know what was going on, but also letting you see it yourself. You know, I like the guys who can make a point. You know, I think that's one reason why Nance does a great job at the Masters. For all his idiosyncrasies, and I know I'm getting a dirty look from you, but I do like how Nance sometimes does have the ability to make a point and then let the TV take over, let the cameraman almost speak to what is going on. And so I think Summerall had a great way of doing that as well.
And, you know, I was trying to think, and this actually popped into my mind Sunday as I was getting ready to watch the Masters, because I don't like people in our profession that script things. And Jim Nance does that. Jim Nance does that. He had probably 6 or 10, okay, when the winning putt comes down on 18, you know, a win for the ages, or, you know, is it his time? Finally, you know, so
it's one of those.
Got something. Some of it's the best stuff is not scripted, but some of it sounds so hokey and phony. And the way it played out, I don't remember that he said anything phony and hokey when Adam Scott, because it was such like you didn't believe it happened.
Is that because of the pressure that is known as the Masters? I mean, he can't.
No, because he does it all the time.
Oh, no, I'm saying, but does he feel like he has to have
Hello,
it scripted?
Friends.
Yeah, I mean, does he have it? Does he feel like he has to have it scripted, or he's the next David Faraday who gets thrown off of the CBS coverage type of thing? Or I haven't actually seen the end of it yet, so I don't actually know who won. I'm just kidding, but I have it DVR'd that I am definitely going to sit down tonight and take a deep breath. And enjoy some watching some holes of golf type.
Did you
of thing.
End up making picks last week?
No.
Okay.
No. So
you should have.
I should have. I know all the guys that I was rooting for, but you know, I guess my take with you, segueing from Summerall to Nance to the Masters. Should he have DQ'd himself?
No.
Are you in the Brandel?
No.
Are you in? Because
no,
I got the nonstop coverage of Brandel Chamblee.
Brandel Chamblee is starting to pee me off. Because Brandel Chamblee to me, and I like most of what he does, but when it comes to something like this, he seems jaded that he didn't have a better career and wants to take it out on everybody. And if he was sitting here, he'd punch me in the face. But that seems to
I think you take Brandel Chamblee. I think you take him. I think that you take him.
He is small. that's interesting that you brought that up because that's the way I feel. When there's something like that, he seems like he does what you're not supposed to do. He kind of shows that maybe he doesn't like Tiger or somebody else, or that, and this could get really deep and probably a conversation that shouldn't be on the air here as far as, and I don't mean deep, but I mean things that you probably shouldn't say on the air. I mean, I really think there's some broadcasters out there that still have problems with Tiger being an African-American and doing well on the tour. And I'm not saying Brandel Chamblee is one of those, but you listen enough times and it's like, well, your point's not right, so why are you angry at whoever? And it could be anybody on the tour. It could be a non-American. It could be Tiger. It could be, heck, maybe it could be Phil. We don't like the way that he lives his life. We don't like the way that he takes gambles on the golf course, you know?
Doesn't want to pay taxes in California.
Yeah.
I got to watch a lot of coverage because I was up early, so, you know, Golf Channel's just running that loop.
Oh, yeah.
And I was absolutely stunned at the righteousness of Chamblee and Faldo, their tone.
Oh yeah,
just the overall, like their wings were in the way.
You think Faldo backed down because he was a CBS commentator, because he did change his opinion once they kind of made it? Well, you can't, if you want him to follow the rules, he is following the rules. You can't have him follow the rule and then not follow the rule, because the new rule is you can stay in. You can call. The new rule is you don't get DQ'd for this kind of stuff anymore.
I think that Faldo and Chambly should have thought before they spoke and should have honestly looked at the entire situation of how it transcribed, how it came across. Chambly basically, in my opinion, called out Tiger as a man and his integrity as a man. And, I mean, obviously when you've had off-the-field issues, Tiger somewhat has opened himself up to that critique. But I was absolutely stunned at how Faldo and Chambly went after Tiger Woods. I don't know the rules well enough to know. I mean,
Nick Faldo does not like Tiger Woods. I'll say that.
I don't think Nick Faldo
has nothing to do with anything. He doesn't like Tiger Woods.
I don't think Nick Faldo likes anybody personally. I think, you know, you have to be such an egomaniac. Johnny Miller, Nick Faldo, those types of guys. Why isn't Curtis Strange doing anything anymore as much? Because he's not an egomaniac. He's not a guy that's going to give you the soundbite. Yeah. Johnny Miller. Hey, let's face it, Johnny Miller, I don't remember seeing you golf. I've looked back through, I've read books or whatnot. Hey, man, you weren't as good as you make yourself sound on TV type of thing. And I think that I think Johnny Miller's the type, and I think Faldo's also getting to the type where they have a revisionist history of themselves about how they never short-sighted themselves or, oh, what an awful putt. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, Nick Faldo, you never did anything wrong.
Exactly. Exactly.
Doug Entertainment Day with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lindsey Moore going to join us. We'll talk a little Loper baseball. We've got a lot to get to, some area athletes signing letters of intent today, kind of another signing period today. You'll be hearing and seeing a lot more about that. Folks, you're out, you're driving. Damon's driving his pickup. You go and stop over and over and over again. And over time, it causes your pickup's internal parts to wear. Well, costing you money to replace the parts, or eventually maybe you got to buy a whole new truck. Remember, constant starting and stopping is the same technology used in electric pivots. Over time, causing breakdowns, lost time, and money. It's time now to make a change to a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot from T&L Irrigation for continuous movement. It allows even water distribution and less waste. For years of proven hydraulic technology you know and trust, and most importantly, to make life easier on you. No hassles, no more dangerous electricity, and more production from your crops. There's no more time, money, or water to waste, because the choice is simple with a hydrostatically powered pivot from T&L Irrigation Systems. Discover the difference. Visit your local T&L dealer or online, TLIRR.com. T&L, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. We'll be back with Lindsey Moore and a lot more on the Doug and Daddy Show. That's more twice there right after this.
Make your phone smart enough to put you in the seats of Royal Stadium. Use it to text Royals 945 to 90210. Because every week we'll award a pair of Royals tickets to one of our Royals 945 entrants. Enter anytime. The giveaways continue all season while ticket supplies last. Text Royals 945 to 90210 and follow the Royals exclusively in Central Nebraska on Platte River Radio's Breeze 94.5 FM.
Get to Subway for the Smokehouse Barbecue Chicken $6 foot-long special. Tender pulled chicken topped with smoky sweet barbecue sauce on freshly baked bread. It's slow-cooked, but going fast. So try the Smokehouse Barbecue Chicken $6 foot-long special. Another tasty, low-fat way to enjoy Subway every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Plus tax. Fat content refers to sub on Italian or nine-grain wheat bread prepared to standard recipe. See Subway.com for nutritional info.
Fans, baseball is officially back.
Always love the start of a new baseball season. See the new players and their new teams.
You know another new thing that you get to see this season, Ryan?
What's that?
The view from your seats before you buy your tickets on StubHub.
Nice.
Whether you're on your tablet or your smartphone, you can browse for Major League Baseball tickets by section and actually see the view from your seats.
Love that.
That way, you can choose the exact view you want, no surprises on game day.
So get to StubHub, grab the seats you want, and get ready for a great season of baseball.
Mostly cloudy skies today, periods of rain, high temperature in the mid-40s, with winds out of the northeast at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance for rain changing to snow late as we head back to a low of 28.
Right now, 34.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Folks, don't forget, it's that time of the year, we think. I mean, even the high school golfers are trying to find out the tracksters and baseball and whatever we've got going on, tennis, find a way to get out there. Well, we're supposed to get thumped here the next day or two, but by Friday, Saturday, the weather's supposed to brighten up again. I know you're looking forward to getting out on that golf course. You've probably been out there once or twice already, and you went, you know what? What am I doing with last year's or decades-old club? I said I was going to do something different this year. If you're that guy, don't forget that Indian Head Golf Course has a demo day coming up this Friday from 4 until 8, where you can go out, you can test all the clubs, all the merchandise, all the professionals are there. They look at your swing, maybe it ain't good. That doesn't matter. There's so much technology out there right now. They're going to say, you know what, why don't you try this? You hit it a few times, you know what that's like.
I'm sitting over here with a grin.
It's from 4 to 8 this Friday at Indian Head. The latest and greatest equipment from names like Adams, Callaway, Cleveland, Cobra, Mizuno, Nike, Titleist, Tour Edge, and Ping. Improve your game, and if you like them enough, you can get them at a discount as well. You save money, you help your game, you're ready to go for 2013. It's their demo day this Friday from 4 to 8 at Indian Head Golf Club, where the fun begins. Oh, man. Wood River, new football coach, we have just been informed. Ben Faringer is a native of Pierce and has been an assistant for Coach Bramer the last few years. Before that, he was a head coach at Wilcox, played football at Peru State. He'll also help as an assistant wrestling coach. Coach Garfield moved on and took a job, and he was football and assistant wrestling, so Faringer will take over there. And so there you go, coming in from Pierce. It looks like they're excited to have him start the next chapter of Eagle football, they say. And we're looking forward to Ben Faringer returning to the area. And he's the new head football coach at Wood River. We told you yesterday, Scott Carlin taking over at Kearney Catholic boys basketball, Jim Rayburn girls basketball. Gibbon will pass as many of those along as we find out about.
It's that time of year, isn't it? Coaches are moving.
Yeah, coaches move, coaches change, everything.
Well, change of scenery.
Yeah.
That's all you can say about that.
Yeah, find a job, move it along. Lindsey Moore, Minnesota Lynx, scheduled to join us here in just a couple of moments. What do you think about Jack Hoffman? Right now, the little kid, brain cancer, 7 years old. In Nebraska, we've known about him. Then he gets on SportsCenter for the great run and getting to score in the Nebraska spring game. Now, Upper Deck has made a football card for him, and it's a blow-up rookie card. He'll be able to hang it in his room. They'll have a few of them out there that they can use for Team Jack promotions. But Upper Deck, that's like number one sports card company. Their sports marketing manager, Chris Carlin, says they don't want to risk Jack's amateur status by putting it into the mainstream cards that they sell.
Yeah, only the NCAA would go after the 7-year-old in 10 years. I think it's awesome.
That's true. That is so true.
Yeah, I mean, in my honest opinion, I think it's awesome because anytime that you can bring exposure to a situation, and it's only going to help with research, it's only going to help with fundraising, it's only going to help raise more money, and the more money we raise, the more money we can throw at this disease, the better chance we are to have to cure this disease. So is it exploitation? No, because I think Team Jack and Jack himself and his family, they want to try to get a cure for this as soon as possible. And so if it brings in money, or if it's bringing in attention, or if it's going to help somebody, you know, with their own battle with it, then I think it's a great thing for just the overall cancer community and fighting that horrible disease.
Anybody that has problems with this is jealous, and if you're jealous of this, well, you want cancer?
Yeah.
You want to fight that? No. So hopefully things continue to – I mean, it's blowing up, and that's cool for Team Jack, and hopefully Jack Hoffman and all the kids out there that have to suffer through this or any other terminal diseases can battle through. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We used to refer to her as a Nebraska Cornhusker, and she always will be at heart. But now she is the third ever first-round pick out of Nebraska into the WNBA, and we welcome her back now, a member of the Minnesota Lynx, Lindsey Moore. Lindsey, congratulations. Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Now, our contract says that we weren't going to have you back unless you made the Final Four, but we did make an exception.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, before we get into all this basketball stuff, some talk always gets, I guess, stories get brought up more. We were just talking about Team Jack before that. Obviously, all the Husker athletes know about that. Every program, when you're a student athlete, you guys always are doing outside of, you got class, you got athletics, but you're always doing community service or work like that. Lindsay, do you have any special, not necessarily special cause, but thing that you did throughout college, community service-wise, that gave you great pride?
I would say the thing that gave me great pride was when we would go to the elementary schools and just go and read with them or do whatever the teacher needed us to do, really, at Belmont. You know, it's really cool to kind of give back that way, and because obviously these kids are going to be, like, the future. And so, you know, just having that positive impact in their lives, I think, was really cool.
How much satisfaction, I don't know if that's the right word, but there's always kind of that warm, fuzzy feeling when you get to do something like that and hang around kids and make their day a little bit better.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, I know that they're going to remember, you know, and it's something that I can look back on and be like, wow, like, you know, I read to that kid or that kid read to me type thing. So it's just really cool, and especially when they come to your games and they're like, hey, do you remember me? And, you know, so it's just really cool that, you know, there's that carryover that when you're reaching out in the community, you know, they want to come back and support you too. So it's that give and take.
Lindsay Moore with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lindsay, what was the time like in your life when the college season and college career ended with a solid performance against a great Duke team to the time where you were drafted earlier this week?
Well, there's a lot of downtime in between that and just to giving myself recovery time. So that way, you know, when I'm ready to get back into it, you know, I won't have anything that's like lingering maybe from last season. But there was, you know, obviously I was doing stuff in between then, like playing and doing like fundamental type things. And then the call came and then it was just like a blur, really, this like last weekend. I left the day after our banquet, which our banquet was last Thursday. Left on Friday morning, got in, did a whole bunch of meetings from there, and then went to Saturday, and we had a whole bunch of meetings, and then we had a night out of bowling. So all the draftees and anyone like involved in the whole program of the WNBA came, and we went bowling kind of to have fun and loosen up since the whole day we're basically stuck in meetings. And then Sunday came, and then we got a tour of like the ESPN campus and kind of to walk through different things and meet different people along with ESPN. And then on Monday came with the draft. So then we were able to get up, get breakfast, head over to ESPN studios. We had a clinic that we put on for the ESPN workers and their children. And so that was really cool. You know, that was our first kind of thing as, I guess, WNBA players was that and, like, giving back that way. So that was really cool. And then we were headed over to the like, where we're going to get ready and everything. And we got ready, got our hair done, got our makeup done, and then headed over and hung out with our families and people that came for us. And then we went up into, like, the studio where everything was going to take place. And then the draft happened. So it went by really fast this whole weekend, but it was a really cool experience.
Yeah, Damon, that's what we do before every show. We get our hair done and makeup, too.
Oh, no. This is my face is a radio face by any means. But, Lindsay, Damon Day here, and congratulations, first and foremost. I'm sure this is a huge lifetime achievement. And what's the biggest transition you think maybe, you know, from a game standpoint or from a skill standpoint? What do you think is going to be the biggest transition for you from going from the college game to the pro game?
I think the biggest thing is just the speed. You know, you come out of high school and you hear the speed of the college game increases. Well, it's the same thing when you go from college to professionals. You know, you're playing against the biggest, the fastest, the strongest players out there, you know, and the quickest. So it's definitely something that's going to, you know, it's going to take a little time, but I don't think it should take much. You know, obviously playing in such great leagues with the Big Ten and the Big 12, you know, I've played against a lot of those players that I'll be playing against.
We're talking with Lindsay Moore here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you here on ESPN Radio. Lindsay goes to Minnesota. Take me through the room there. As I look at the pre-draft projections, Michelle Vopel had you going as high as 7. Some of the other gals didn't have you going in the first round at all. How nervous were you, and did you have any inkling that Minnesota was really interested in you?
I actually had no idea about Minnesota. I had talked to some programs and some coaches, but I hadn't talked to Minnesota at all. So it was kind of weird, like, going through it and sitting there and hearing, like, okay, Minnesota's up now. And, you know, I didn't really expect my name to be called. You know, I think I was I was prepared to go in the second round if that was the case, but it was kind of a shock to me to hear my name getting called with Minnesota, just because I hadn't had that contact that I had with maybe other coaches. But it was definitely cool. It's one of those things that you don't really believe it until, like, you hear your name called, and even still then you don't really believe it. So it was just a really cool experience and something I'll never forget.
Obviously, you've kind of gotten to start to talk to the people with the Lynx and being to the consecutive their second season of going to the finals and falling to the Indiana Fever. Mm-hmm. Have they said kind of what is the next progression to kind of get over that hump from the last 2 years?
We haven't really talked about that, but they're obviously optimistic the fact that they've gone to the finals and they've had successful seasons. You know, I definitely think that it's something that they can easily get back to with just their personnel that they have. Obviously they're used to winning, and that's a great quality to have amongst, like, a program. So it's definitely going to be one of those things where I think, you know, it's just got to be a grind. You know, I think, honestly, it's going to come down to who's tougher when you're in the finals and different things like that, because both teams are going to want it, but who's going to be the ones willing to work through the grind and to accomplish everything that they need to and set out for when the season begins.
Got a few more questions here for Lindsay Moore, Husker, going now to the Minnesota Lynx. This team that you were on in 2010 for the starters, now opportunities to play in the WNBA, headlined by Kelsey. How many of those gals have you talked to? What have they told you?
I've talked to a lot of previous players. I've talked to Kelsey, I've talked to Danielle Page, I've talked to Vonnie Turner. And they all wish me luck and just, you know, give me as much advice, I guess, as they can, you know, from their standpoints and everything like that. And so it's been really useful. A lot of it was in regards to finding an agent. You know, I wanted to hear their perspectives on who they've heard is a good agent, who they've heard is not so great. And so it's been really nice, the fact that, you know, I can just email them and they get back to me pretty quick and are so willing to offer up information that, you know, some other players might not have the opportunity to get from someone.
Has the trash talking started between you and Kelsey yet?
No. You know, I have nothing but respect for Kelsey and
we know that, but has the trash talking started yet?
No, I don't think it will either. You know, we might joke around, but I don't think it's gonna be anything to the extent of real trash talking.
I was trying to find another sport that could compare to what you guys have to go through. I mean, I know the guys that are going to get drafted here next week in the NFL, they head straight to kind of mini camps and stuff. But really, the end of the college women's season and the actual start of your pro season is the closest mesh of any college to pro sports out there. Any concern? I know it's not a terribly long season, but any concern that there's not really an off season?
No, not really. I think for a lot of players that are going to enter the WNBA, you know, I think that they are kind of used to just continuing playing. You know, for me, whenever my off season would happen, I would give myself a couple days and I'd be right back playing. So, you know, I don't necessarily think that there's a worry about it, and just because, like you said, the season's really not that long. So, I don't know if necessarily people are worried about that, because I think we love the game so much that we just want to keep playing. And I think as long as you give yourself enough downtime between the college season ending and the professional season to know that, like, your body is as good as it should be, you know, entering the season, you know, you don't have any lingering injuries or anything like that, I think that everything should be fine.
Obviously, you've moved on to a new chapter in your career, but looking back now and kind of talking a little bit, What's next for the Lady Huskers as they move into the new arena?
You know, they are going to be fine, honestly. Like, I've had this question a lot, and, you know, I'm not worried about next year for them. You know, they have a lot of key players coming back, and with more and more experience that we've had, and I think they're hungry. Leaving this season and knowing how close we were to beating a number two seed to get to the Elite Eight, you know, I definitely think that they know what it takes, and so they're gonna work their butts off this summer, so that way they all get better and improve. And it's gonna be really exciting. I can't wait to keep tabs on them wherever I am, and see how it's going. You know, obviously Jordan Hooper is a great player, and she's going to do great for him. And she, like, she knows the value of her last year, you know. And so it'll be really cool to watch, because I definitely think that, honestly, they're not really going to surprise people like we might have this last season by going to the Sweet 16. You know, I have high expectations for the team just because I know they can do it. You know, they just have to have it all fall into place and kind of carry over what we did this last season and take away from those meetings that we had and carry them over. And I definitely think that they definitely have the skill to do it.
Lindsay Moore, former Husker, always will be one of the greats of all time. Did Seattle ever contact you?
They did not. And honestly, I wasn't really surprised with that, because I think they need players that will come in and have an immediate impact on them. You know, they need scorers. And, you know, necessarily I don't think for the professional game I'll be looked to as a scorer as much as I was in college. You know, so that really surprised me. And I'm not too upset about it. I think Minnesota is honestly the best situation I could have been in coming out of the draft.
As far as the long season, won't get to play at Seattle till like the next to last weekend, but it's back-to-back Saturday, September 7th, get to go home, play at Seattle. And you were bowling with these girls on Saturday night. Nebraska wins the national championship. Did you get to talk a little smack there and kind of walk around a little bit as the big gal on campus Saturday night?
You know, I actually had no idea until I got back, and then I was actually able to watch a lot of their match, you know, so that was really cool. But we were walking the next day at ESPN, and they had it on replay, and so I was telling everyone that was around me, I was like, hey, that's my college right there, you know, we're winning that NCAA championship, just so you all know, like, no big deal, but, you know, we're on the TV right there, going to win a national championship.
Well, Lindsay, I know you're keeping busy and talking to a lot of folks, and we appreciate the time that you've always given us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully a long, successful career with the Lynx, and we can do this again in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lindsay. Take care. Lindsay Moore, Nebraska Cornhuskers, now first-round pick, Minnesota Lynx.
I watched the bowling live on ESPNU Saturday night.
You should have been with us. We were watching the Masters. There was just a little overlap there in time, watching some highlights, and then, hey, the bowling's on. And I'm serious. The fight song went on afterwards. The place was rocking. It was kind of weird. People wouldn't get that if they didn't know us, but it was fun.
I was stunned at the face paint in the crowd. I was floored and taken aback.
There were a couple of people in that audience, and whether they had a Nebraska or Vanderbilt shirt on or neither one, they did look like you could just go down to the local alley, you know, and they would be sitting there too.
And here's my, maybe someone can email it in or call it in, and a bowling expert. What's the contraption on the hand that looks like?
All different kinds of braces to keep your wrist locked and steady. That's the layman's reason. Guys like us who chuck it down the middle, no.
So it keeps your, like, bent?
Well, there's different kinds. There's different kinds.
So do you have to screw it tighter if you want it?
No.
Okay. We were wondering. You got to remember, we got a couple novice baseball coaches who are just sitting in a room.
We're gonna talk about your novice baseball coaching ability
exactly.
When we come back. Loper Link follows after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. Roses are perfect to send for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries. How about just brightening up somebody's day? When it comes to quality and value, nothing beats roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Fresh, beautiful, guaranteed to deliver a smile every time. With roses, numbers are important. 12 is great, 24 better, 36 amazing. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about the exclusive offer from 1-800-Flowers.com. 36 stunning multicolored roses for just $36. An abundant bouquet of 3 dozen roses at an incredible value. This is a limited time offer, So order today for that someone special. Think of the reaction. Have you ever seen somebody when they get 36 roses? 36 for 36, only available this week. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Roses are perfect to send for any...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly cloudy skies today, periods of rain, high temperature in the mid-40s, with winds out of the northeast at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance for rain changing to snow late as we head back to a low of 28.
Right now, 34.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Good folks down at the Kearney American Legion Club are raising funds for our public schools, the Sons of American Legion. Friday night, mountain oyster feed, lamb fries, along with pulled pork sides. Maybe you're just not into the mountain oysters, but they will have pulled pork. It is this Saturday from 5 to 8, and all of the free will donations goes for flags for our area school, sponsored by the Sons of American Legion. That's at the Kearney American Legion Club on South Central Avenue here in Kearney, 13th and Central, the official spot. So check that out on Saturday if you can. Our Looper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today. We are so pleased to welcome to the studio UNK baseball coach, not our co-host at all, Damon Day. Hi, Damon.
Thank you, Doug, for having me.
Let's face it, Damon has done, and we thank him for a long time here. He has popped in. He was always co-hosting from time to time, and now that we are rotating our co-host, Damon has usually been a Tuesday guy for us. Yesterday, because of this weather, and God, I don't know why you're not playing today, switched the games up with Northwest Missouri State. And to put it on the line, these were very important games, and they did not go your way.
No. No, they were huge games for us. You know, we really dug ourselves a hole with the three-game sweep at the hands of University of Central Oklahoma, and we needed to right the ship yesterday. And, you know, you can look at reasons, you can look at why, but, you know, at the end of the day, it just comes – Northwest Missouri State played better than us. They got the big hit when they needed to. They made better pitches when they needed to. They made the routine play. I mean, it's not a lack of effort. It's not a lack of anything other than the fact that at the end of the day in baseball, no matter how well you play or no matter what you do, sometimes it just doesn't go your way. And yesterday was one of those days. We had a couple balls that we absolutely hit square on the screws. You know, I thought Eric Greenblum hit a home run there in the eighth to walk off. It wasn't going anywhere yesterday, yeah. You know. So it just comes down to one of those situations that Northwest Missouri State played better than us, made some breaks for themselves, and, you know, they played like the team that had everything to lose. But I think that they played with also some freedom of we're out of this. We've been out of this since, you know, mid-March, and you could tell that yesterday in the way that their game plan worked against us. I think they stole home once, and you know, you can just push all sorts of buttons as a coach when there's nothing to lose, and our guys kind of are, you know, we kind of got punched in the face a little bit against UCO, and we're still kind of staggered around the ring trying to regain our bearings, and we just weren't able to do it yesterday.
And those games against Central Oklahoma seemed, again, on paper, since I wasn't there to witness it, but you look at the scores and you look at the way things happened, I mean, there was only one error yesterday in the first game of the doubleheader, and it cost you the run in the eighth inning. But there, it would seem like a softball series this weekend and not yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it's. I always say when things are going your way and you're rolling and you're finding a way to lose, balls seem to fall. You know, you usually get that called third strike that, you know, ends an inning, or you know, someone goes out and something crazy kind of. And when things are going your way, those things happen. Just on the opposite, when things aren't going your way and you are starting to scuttle and you seem like the aren't getting the lucky bounce, you don't. You know, you don't get the strikeout. You know, and it kind of seemed like at Central Oklahoma, we just never really had anything quite get going for us. You know, we just never were able to establish the strike zone down in the zone where you needed to do with the wind howling out. And so when you're playing real well, you don't really notice all those things. But when you're playing poorly and you're starting to lose ball games in a close manner or in a tight manner, you start to realize, oh, wow, if we hit the cutoff man there in the third and cut down that run at home, that's a big deal. Maybe if we, you know, field the ball here and keep them at first and second rather than letting them get to second and third. All those little minute things of the game compound and don't really give you yourself the chance to be successful. And so that's the game that we chose. That's the fickle game of baseball, is that one bounce here or there, or, you know, one bad strike three call with the bases loaded and two outs where even the umpire gives you the old my bad, you know, which is even worse to say. But those breaks aren't going your way. And right now we're on a six-game losing streak, and we're just not making our own breaks, and we just really can't get out of our own way right now to be successful.
As you kind of say, when you win, maybe you don't notice those things. When you lose, you probably don't notice a few of the good things that are actually going on. What would you say is the bright spot? I noticed Max seems to be hitting the ball pretty good for you right now, and he's your cleanup hitter yesterday, and that's probably one of the reasons why, and I'm not saying that that's the bright spot, but give me some.
Oh, no, we have so many bright spots. I mean, the future of the University of Nebraska Kearney baseball program, in my opinion, has me at an all-time excitement. I mean, you look at who we have coming back and the careers that are ending this year, and Chandler Clutie and Eric Ringboom and Brian Wiest. I mean, man, as a coach, those seniors are going to go out with, you know, two regional appearances, a Central Regional runner-up, a Sweet 16 appearance. I mean, you can't – those are huge careers. And then you look at on the other side of it of the Young Bucks coming back. I mean, Brandon Langdanger is a sophomore. Anthony Pacheco is a sophomore. Max Ayoub is a sophomore this year. Dylan Schroeder, we're going to get back, is only a sophomore this year. You know, so when you start to look around the infield and you start to see some of these young players that we have, man, how can you not be excited about the future of where we're going to be? And has, you know, I always try to, you know, one dark week or one bad run shouldn't spoil how hard these guys have played. And so when I look at the future of our program, that's the thing there's sunny days ahead. We're going to be fine because these guys compete. And I know that when you lose five in a row, you want to question, oh, how hard are they? Man, my guys, I cannot, top to bottom, 1 through 28, it is not a lack of I want to. Right now, it's just more of a lack of being able to. And there's a big difference between that. And so, you know, I'm very, very proud as a head coach for how hard these guys have fought from start to finish. And, you know, we got six games left.
Yeah, it's not over. State this weekend.
No, right, exactly. I think everybody kind of feels like it's over because we have lost control of our own destiny. We need some help from some other schools now to beat up some schools. And so I think people are like, you know, that's why I gave the guys today off. I was like, just go. I don't want anybody at the facility. I don't want anybody. I want you guys to go eat French fries and sit on the couch, which I'm sure they do every day, but now they don't have to worry about getting up to practice. But it's not over by any means, and you know, we just have to go out and continue to play. The schedule makers say we're going to Oklahoma again, so we're going to go down to Northeastern and travel again. You know,
yay.
It's awesome. Awesome trip. But, you know, and then we got Southwest Baptist coming home for senior day, and like I said, three seniors. It's four seniors also with Brandon Pacheco, who's, you know, a transfer from McCook Community College, played for us the last 2 years. You know, but Eric Ringboom and Chandler Clutie, 4-year guys for us. Eric's actually a 5-year guy. You know, I mean, so we're excited about Senior Day for those guys. Big day for them to say thanks and just look back on what an astonishing, amazing career. I mean, Chandler Cloutier will probably go down as the most decorated UNK baseball player in history for all of his accolades, all conference this, all teams that. And so, you know, I think it's really more of a celebration of what they've accomplished more than it is the end of a run type of thing.
Loper baseball coach Damon Day. We will bring back in our co-host for the day, Damon Day, as the Lopers wrap up their baseball. But we've got some other UNK stories, and a lot just today, just this morning. Coach Carnes has named five high school seniors who will play for the Lopers next spring. Amanda Dunn is a first baseman designated hitter out of Lincoln Southwest. Haley Gittison is coming from Lexington. Desiree Hackle from Pius. Emily Jonas from Omaha Scut, and Taylor Keenan from Ralston. The Lopers have only one senior on this year's team in pitcher Becky Dunn, so there won't have to be a whole lot of spots replaced, but that is another reason that the Lopers have been young this season. They only got one senior on the team. So there you go. UNK will be making up games with Northeastern State. That game's called off due to the weather, so they'll play at Southwest Baptist in Central Missouri this weekend. Just starting to get something going with the UNK spring volleyball, bringing some Division I teams in. And due to some scheduling conflicts with some of these Division I schools, it's not going to happen. The Big Guns tournament that was supposed to be here at UNK on Saturday canceled. So Coach Squires is loading the girls up. They're going to go play some volleyball out in Wyoming. We talked about the football earlier this week with Coach Moores. They've got their annual banquet coming up on May the 7th. You can go to lopers.com for more information on that. UNK is 36th in the Director's Cup standings. This goes to the best overall program in Division II, which Grand Valley State always wins, but right now they're number two. UNK is second highest in the conference, Central Missouri 26th in those Director Cup standings. Also, UNK teams went 3-1 in tennis this weekend on road trips to St. Cloud State and Augustana. Both teams swept St. Cloud on Monday, then the UNK men were a winner the following day. They are scheduled to play at Fort Hays State today, but who knows? With this weather, it looks like that'll probably be changed as well. UNK women's golf was fourth in their final regular season tournament out of 10 schools down at the Green and Gold in Missouri. They are at the MIAA Championships next week, just like the men's golf team, who finished third yesterday at the Missouri Southern Invite, a 12-school tournament, and the Lopers finished in third there, and they head to Kansas City next week. UNK track, majority of the Lopers were in Seward for the Concordia Invite. They have more gentlemen and ladies on the provisional qualifiers. Michael Falcon in the shot put, Brady Land in the long jump, improvements for Courtney Fegter in the pole vault, and sophomore Colby Juergens in the discus. And all kinds of Loper stuff going on. How about tennis? They're going to head to Springfield this weekend for the MIAA tournament, and they're going to have to do well to make the postseason. So there is your Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West. We're back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Ah, the sound of small business. Getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T.
There are questions, and there are cooler questions. You know, the kind you like to stand around and shoot the breeze over. The kind on the Midtown Mark Cooler Question on the front page of ESPNSuperStation.com. Log on, check it out, and vote. If you want to, comment too. Post on Facebook or send a tweet from Midtown Mark of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics.
Mostly cloudy skies today, periods of rain, a high temperature in the mid-40s, with winds out of the northeast at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance for rain changing to snow late as we head back to a low of 28.
Right now, 34.
Eventually, you got to cut the cord, right? Yes. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. The Midtown Mark Cooler Question. Should the Lakers use their amnesty clause on Kobe Bryant? 60% said yes. That means he has to sit out for one full year. And Kobe doesn't really want to do that. Our Midtown Mark Cooler Question today. Which top seed in the NBA Eastern Conference is most likely to get upset in the playoffs? The Heat, the Knicks, the Pacers, or the Nets? I don't have the brackets in front of me.
Right now it would be the Heat and the Bucks, the Knicks and the Celtics, the Pacers and, oh, man. Oh, it would be the Nets and the Bulls, and the Pacers would play the sixth seed.
Let's just hope the Heat lose.
Ain't happening.
A man can hope.
Celtics over the Knicks. That's the one I'm going to go with. Which top seed is most likely to get upset? I'm going to say the Knicks because everybody's in love with them, and the Celtics would just love to beat them.
I want the Celtics to win the national or the world championship.
You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler Question today at ESPNSuperStation.com. Doug Duda and Damon Day with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Man, just so much stuff has happened over the last 24 hours, and a lot of that jammed in because of this weather.
Yeah.
What you got?
Big Husker victories.
Yeah. And
big shout out to them.
I guess By not following absolutely every piece of social media, I missed out on Dave Van Horn not really wanting to talk to anybody after the doubleheader last night. You're a coach. You guys know how that feels. Everybody knows how that feels. They came up to Lincoln expecting to just get some work done, and not only do you get embarrassed and get no hit in the first game, you get swept.
Yeah. No. As a coach, you don't want to talk. You know, I only deal with local media, so I obviously get to deal with guys who kind of understand me a little bit. So I'm in a much better position to kind of, you know, they know when to leave me alone or when not to. I think the NCAA states you have to give them 20 minutes of cool off time before that you can interview them. But yeah, I mean, when you're the number 12 and 12th ranked team in the country and you come all the way up to Lincoln and you just played in 32 degree temperatures and your team got no hit and then swept. Yeah. You're not going to be high fives and roses afterwards talking about how awesome an experience it was to come back to the place that you built.
Some of the tweets coming from the Lincoln media, John Gaskins of the Ticket 93.7 said Van Horn was short, gruff, and the sports information director ended it quick. Then when some media from the Erstad pack approached, Van Horn ignored them and the SID growled, "We're done." So that's where you have Omaha World Herald has two reporters go to a game. One goes and gets Erstad, and one goes and gets the opposing coach, in this case, Dave Van Horn. A lot of them, one TV camera. You got to go do one and then go do the other. When you do interviews down there at Nebraska baseball, it's a little strange.
You're on the field.
Well, you're on the field, and don't touch the dirt because they will yell at you. But not me, but I've seen it done.
Oh, yeah.
They say that, you know, stay right there, kind of in front of that, in front of the dugout. Don't get on the field at all. She's like, well, you're going to rework it all anyway. Give me a break. But you know, it's just like the world ends in 15 minutes. They have to get home quicker. It takes forever. It used to take forever to talk to Coach Anderson because they go out, they have their meeting in the outfield. Everybody does it. It's no different here at UNK.
Yep.
And you're waiting. And then, I mean, let's face it, folks, you hear it when we're playing the audio here on ESPN, and you're hearing it just about everywhere. You know, all the noise in the background, the leaf blowers, the noise in the background. Sometimes it's, even with good equipment, it's hard to get audible audio.
I'm always stunned that they don't, with it being the Huskers, and obviously having resources, I'm stunned there's not an interview room that, hey, he's going to be here in 20 minutes. So go grab a hot dog, go to the bathroom, go do what you need to do. I'm always stunned that they come right onto the field and start asking you questions. That's always something that's always stunned me. I remember when we played there one time, a bunch of them had questions for me. I don't know why. Oh, I think because we were very, very close to beating them. And they were all asking what was going on.
That couldn't have been why.
You know, and so they all asked questions, and I'm like, This is weird. This is just weird for me. I'm not a polished media savvy. I don't have the classes that they all go to, type of thing. So I, you know, but it is a weird. You would think that with all the resources to their advantage, there, they would have a meeting room off to the side, up away from the tractors and the guys. I mean, guys are cleaning out dugouts and players are walking around. So it's a interesting, to say the least, type of. But you can't expect Dave.
We all have suggestions. We all want things to work to our benefit. But there is no reason that Coach Erstad could not be brought up to the press box and put in one of the rooms up there. Doesn't have to be very big. That way he can do the media, and then he can just walk into the radio broadcast booth and do his post-game show there as well. So similar to what Coach Pelini does. They bring him in. It takes a while, but they bring him down. He's in front. We talk to him. Then he slides right over to an office that's literally 25 feet away from what you see on the television cameras, and he does his post-game radio show with Greg Sharp. So, but that's sometimes coaches, and there's a love affair with Dave Van Horn, and I know that, let's face it, Dave Van Horn was in Nebraska for 5 years. Five. To him, that's all. To Nebraska fans, he's Bob Devaney.
He's the godfather of the resurgence or the rebirth of Nebraska baseball. He's the guy who did it.
And that's why
I completely agree with you. Like, we expect him to embrace the whole Nebraska thing and whatnot. Hey, he's an Arkansas guy.
Oh, yeah, played there, coached there. I mean, this
Nebraska was just a stepping stone job. It was just another.
Well, and Dave Van Horn,
rung.
Somewhere in the back of his mind, doesn't he have to think, you were crap before I got there, and you're crap now. And I don't want to lose to you guys.
I think anytime you go back to something that you had a part of, you don't want to, you know. Oh. I didn't know that he coached at Central Missouri.
One whole year.
Yeah.
And by the way, won the title.
Did he win a national title?
No, but they won the conference title.
Oh.
Did they win? They might have won let me double check here. But I asked about that. He goes, well, he said we had some pretty darn good players. He said he goes, I didn't walk into an empty cap or empty cupboard there. I have that information here, what he did at Central Missouri. Again, if you joined us at the top of the show, this is one of the problems with going through my list of stuff here.
This stack that he is looking through is at least 2.5 inches thick.
Okay. Central Missouri State, 94. 6 weeks before the season began, they started 12-1, put together a 21-game winning streak, won the MIAA Conference Championship and the tournament title before dominating at the NCAA championships to win a national title.
He got the job 6 weeks before the season started?
Taking the reins of the program with just 6 weeks of preparation before the season.
Wow. He sure made that sound easy.
I told him, I said, you know, normally you're in here on Tuesdays, and I knew there'd be a couple of questions that you would have, and one of them would be, how the hell did you do it? And he just basically said that we had kids.
Dudes.
Yeah, they had.
That's what they're called nowadays.
Dudes.
Dudes. It's all about the number of dudes that you have.
So I don't know what your problem is this year.
Yeah.
Oh, let's finish things off here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, where so many great deals are going on every day because of their Midway hassle-free pricing. But right now, this month of April, they have big news from the manufacturer. They will be offering incentive rates with approved credit, and you get to keep the Midway hassle-free price. 2.9% financing for 72 months on every new vehicle on the lot with approved credit. And if you're looking at Silverado 1500s or Ram 1500s, maybe even a nice Chrysler Town & Country, you can save a lot of money, up to $9,000 on the trucks, over $4,000 on the Town & Country. 1.9% financing for 72 months or 3.9% financing 84 months. That's one more year. With approved credit at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
No trivia?
It's Wednesday.
Oh!
Trivia was Tuesday. What was our trivia question yesterday? You remember?
No, Lindsay Moore was the third WNBA player. Who was the first?
Yeah, but Damon would have no chance because that was you're not.
How about my Indiana Fever? WNBA defending champions.
Oh, yeah, now they are. Never heard of them until they won it all. Never heard of them. Hey, we won.
I got a Fever t-shirt.
I got a Fever. The only thing that'll cure it is more Indiana WNBA basketball. I want to thank Damon Day for talking Loper baseball and being our co-host again today. Lindsay Moore, former Husker, now member of the Minnesota Lynx. Tomorrow we will talk with Purdue head baseball coach and Chip Baugh, Millard North, coming to Hastings College. He's going to join us as well. Monty Kratzenstein will be our co-host. Monty and Chip may have roomed together in the past. Could be some interesting stories. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.